It's like you have an inner navigation system surveying the landscape of your life and charting your best potential, and all you have to do is sleep. Ready to make the most of it? Let's get dreaming. Hi, Dreamweaver. Welcome to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm sleep and dream specialist Leah Bolin, here to help you tune in to the power and meaning of your nighttime dreams. Well, I am finally getting back at it. I am a little later than I'd intended. Thank you for your patience. If you happen to be wondering what happened to the show, I had to create some space. I was helping to care for a loved one, and recording podcast episodes was just among the things I had to delay for a bit. I can report all is well, and also that my dream life was especially vivid and illuminating during these past months. I am so grateful for my dreams of the night, which always seem to help me better navigate my way. Last year was my first stab at podcasting. I had no idea what to expect from the experience. A part of me was afraid no one would ever find the episodes or listen to them, and that my entire audience would be made up of my wonderful sisters and my loving mom. But you did find me, and I am grateful for that. Thanks to you, FeedSpot now ranks this show number 4 among the 15 best dream interpretation podcasts. I love that so many of us are interested in our dreamscapes of the night. My first season was all about sharing my foundational practices, those things I found to best help when you're analyzing a dream for potential insight and meaning in your life. I hope that you've found the episodes helpful in your own dream explorations, and I know they in no way sum up all that it means to dream, and there is so much more to be discovered. My goal has been to encourage you to pay attention to your dreams, consider what they may mean in the context of your life. Doing this is something I've found to be a life-enhancing practice. Your dreams share amazing stories, illustrating the themes and lessons happening in your waking life, and they're using symbolism and metaphor, the beautiful language of the soul. As we're in a brand new season now, I thought I'd begin with an entirely different type of dream that many ask about. What if you had a dream that seemed to know the future? What if dreams could not only illustrate the story of yesterday, but also of tomorrow? Is it possible? And what would it say about the power of our dreams? I was forced to ask myself these questions long ago when I first had such an occurrence. I can literally say that I've had dreams come true. The first time it happened was during a time I'd started playing golf with some girlfriends. We were taking lessons and I had practice drills to do, so my husband PJ agreed to meet at the driving range after work. Well, apparently my commitment to golf wasn't high enough to remember to even bring my clubs, and it wasn't until I'd arrived at the driving range and opened my car trunk that I realized I forgot my clubs at home. PJ was totally prepared. He had his clubs, he had a basket of golf balls ready for hitting, and I suggested since I didn't have my clubs, maybe I just save some time and head over to a grocery store for some dinner items. He reminded me of the grocery store across the street from the range, and I decided that's where I'd go. I parked and was walking up to the store when my dream memory from that morning came flooding back to me. It came back because this same grocery store was the setting of the dream. In the dream, I was being rung up for groceries by a friend whom I'd not seen in many years, and I was amazed that here I was now at that grocery store from my dream. Once inside, I gathered some items and headed to the register, and when I looked up to say hello to the checker, I could not believe it, but there she was, as if she had been plucked right out of my dream memory. My long-ago friend was ringing me up. I nearly buckled. I was totally stunned, but I just tried to play off a normal person greeting and act surprised and happy to see her. In reality, my mind was dealing with shock. I was mystified. What just happened? How did my dream come true? I didn't know how to explain it. There was no conscious awareness I had that I'd be going to this particular store. I certainly hadn't known where this girlfriend from my past even worked. I couldn't fathom how was it my dream had known. As startling as it was, this experience, my introduction to dream premonitions was not yet complete. As if my dreams were darn determined they were going to get my attention, I had another dream come true only a couple of weeks later. This time, I woke from a dream featuring characters from The Muppet Show. Upon waking, the scene vividly in my memory was the faces of Fozzie the Bear, Miss Piggy, and Kermit the Frog just kind of circling in front of me. I thought, wow, silly dream, and I didn't give it another thought. That evening, my husband and I visited his brother's home to celebrate our sister-in-law at the time, Mary's birthday, and we were sitting around chatting after dinner when Mary suddenly said, "Oh, you got to see what I got," and she excitedly got up to go grab something to show me. Moments later, Mary was standing over me, waving in my face a collection of stuffed Muppet characters. There they all were, Fozzie, Miss Piggy, and Kermit. She was explaining that she's this huge lover of Muppets and these were among her birthday gifts. All I could really focus on was my own disbelief that I am staring at these Muppets. This had me both bewildered and excited. My husband was sitting beside me, and I know my eyes must have been bugged out of my head as I was trying to explain that I just had a dream with these Muppets in my face. I wouldn't have believed it possible that dreams could show future moments in time, but I was starting to be left without a doubt in my mind. What really boggled me was that these were apparently random life occurrences without any big consequence, and yet I'd dreamt of them in advance. A part of me, I must say, was a bit bothered by this revelation that it may be possible to see moments into the future. Where does free will, choice, and decision fall into that equation? If I were fated to live these moments, then what am I trying to even accomplish here? What's the meaning of life? Of course, I never found my foolproof answers, as those are big why and how questions no one ever seems to fully answer. It is interesting how common premonition dreams seem to be. Some research suggests up to a third of people report some type of precognitive experience, and it's often in the form of a dream that seemed to come true. Researchers have proposed a number of possible explanations for precognitive dreams. Sometimes what seems to be a precognitive dream is merely coincidence. There are those that have a high tolerance for ambiguity when pointing to predictions within their dreams. They may easily find connections between their dreams and waking life. Let's say, for instance, someone has a dream that they get in an argument, and when they wake, they're feeling angry. And then a few days later, the person gets in a fender bender, and this experience leaves them feeling angry with the person who hit them. To someone with a high tolerance for ambiguity, it could seem that the dream was precognitive because they did end up in a situation making them feel angry. But as tied into emotional regulation as dreams are, anger is also an emotion that could easily surface into our dreams from time to time. Emotion alone is a limited amount of information to be precognitive. Researchers have found there's a higher tendency to find premonitions in your dreams if you have a strong belief in the paranormal and in precognitive dreams. Seeing similarities between our dreams and waking life just becomes easier when we're seeking the connections. For instance, what if someone has a dream that their home is being hit by a large storm? And then that following evening on the news, there's a report of a large storm causing havoc in another part of the world. Some may ascertain that they'd had a premonition, as they just dreamed of a storm. But did the dream have any precognitive information about the storm that's on the news? Or was the dream actually working through some type of inner turmoil instead of predicting an event across the world? One of the other explanations provided by researchers is that dreams sometimes predict the future because that's one of the things they're so brilliant at doing. Our dreams play an essential role in helping us process our experiences, memories, and emotions. They're making subconscious connections all the time, and this tends to make them great at predicting outcomes. Let's say someone's struggling at work. They've been finding themselves lacking in focus, and they've been goofing off most afternoons instead of handling their projects. Their leader has reached out to check on the status of an item that's running late, and this person's been provided a warning in the past about timeliness of projects. And there's also been rumors going around the office that layoffs might be coming. Now, if this person were to have a dream they lost their job, and then they did get laid off the following week, you could say this was a precognitive dream. They dreamt they lost their job, and the next week they did. But you could also see how their dream mind may have simply been putting the pieces together for what's going on in their work life and predicting a possible result. This is the natural way our dreams provide us a glimpse of things to come. They're great at putting the pieces together and helping us see the big picture. One area researchers don't tend to focus on is that dreams sometimes connect us with information that seems impossible for us to have, even unconsciously. This is the kind of stuff that science just can't quite explain. For myself, when these synchronicities happen where it seems my dream life is able to play with future moments, I've come to appreciate their mystery. Perhaps they're little signals. I'm right where I was meant to be in this timeline, in this life. When it happens, it feels a little bit like magic, like dreams can somehow collapse time and space as we know it. But many do get concerned when they have a scary dream, thinking it could be a premonition. They wonder, is it a warning or a sign of something bad about to happen? Certainly, there are examples of people who say they've received dream visions that would turn out to foretell a pending disaster. There are even some famous examples, including one of President Abraham Lincoln's dreams. Just days before his assassination, he'd shared with a friend that he had a dream that sobbing mourners were surrounding a corpse and there was a soldier standing guard, and Lincoln asked him, "Who is dead at the White House?" To which the soldier replied, "The president. He was killed by an assassin." That's when he woke. He told his friend that the dream had strangely annoyed him ever since. Days later, he was killed. This is one that researchers have suggested could have been subconscious connections being made by the dreaming mind. Lincoln had survived an attempted assassination the previous year, so he may have had fears that were manifesting themselves in his dreams. But it's very eerie how he was bothered enough to share this dream and that it was mere days from when he would be assassinated. When we have a frightening dream, it's natural and normal for our minds to head to a scary place and fear that the dream's foretelling something bad is going to happen. It really helps to stay grounded within the awareness that most all dream memories are not to be taken as literal. Your dreams are the playground for your most creative higher self. Your dreams represent a coming together of ideas and a working through experiences. Stories, metaphors, symbology are being used to help you learn, grow, and thrive. Even scary dreams are working to help us overcome our fears, hurdles, and challenges. But if it's possible for dreams to sometimes provide a glimpse, perhaps of something we need to better prepare for, how do we know when that's the case? And well, you really can't until time tells. My strategy is that the more bizarre, wacky, strange, or silly a dream seems to be, the less I worry myself with considering if it's a premonition. Dreams that are very unique and unexpected, the ones that are playing with symbology in strange ways, just seem to be calling out for some good old dream work. When I have a dream that seems very real to waking life, however, with scenes and situations that are not very different from those I would generally find myself in, I always take a moment to consider, if this were to happen, is there anything I could or should do about it? Oftentimes, these dreams are not going to be related to some life or death situation, but to support all kinds of other dangers we may fall prey to. I am glad I'm not able to think of any of my own life or death examples, but I definitely have had some warning dreams, and they can be great at saving the day. Back when I was a sales executive, for instance, I had a dream that one of my clients phoned in a panic over advertising circulars that were not shipped out on time by their printer and that they weren't going to be to our distribution facility on time. In the dream, the client was telling me that I need to help her fix it. The dream seemed realistic to life, and it wasn't uncommon for me to have to help clients resolve some unforeseen advertising-related issue. When I woke from this dream, it seemed realistic enough that I asked myself, if this were to happen, what would I do about it? Calling the client to express the concern did not seem like the right idea. Starting a conversation with, I just wanted you to know that I had this dream, just didn't seem like a really good discussion to try to have. But I wasn't sure who I would call or what I would do in that exact situation, I realized. So that morning, I spent some time figuring the details out. After all, it's something that could happen to one of my clients at any time, so why not figure out what I'd do? I started figuring out who I would call and what policies were in place that I need to understand and what would usually be required to push a deadline back. And after about a half an hour, I had the resolution plan outlined on a notepad, which I filed away and moved on. Now, by this point in time, my dreams had already provided me with lots of information and insights towards my waking life, and I'd gotten used to seeing synchronicities between my waking life and my dreams. So I wasn't that surprised when a couple days later I received that call. That same client from the dream called in a panic about circulars not having been shipped out by their printer and that they cannot afford to miss getting their messages into homes. She needed me to get them a deadline extension like now. "Oh my gosh," I said, "let me make a couple of calls and I'll call you back ASAP, okay?" And she said, "Yes, please, anything you can do," with this like helplessness in her voice. I grabbed my little notes I made and I called the first person on my list that could possibly help, who, miracle of miracles, answered their phone. He was able to do some reorganizing on the workflow and gave me a revised deadline for the shipment to arrive. When I called the client back within minutes to assure her we can work with it and I gave her a time she could work within, she was high as a kite, happy, and I was her superstar. I felt great to have been in a position where I could be cool as a cucumber when that call came through, knowing I had a plan together to deal with such a situation. Without my dream prompting, I may have felt my own sense of panic in that moment. I wouldn't have known who to call or what to do for this important client who was pinning their hopes on me to fix it. When I was so quickly able to resolve it, I was so thankful to my dream. What do you think about precognitive dreams? Have you had any dreams that came true for you? I would love to hear about it. You can reach out to me by email. My email address is leah@dreaminterpretationstation.com. That's Leah, spelled L-E-A-H, @dreaminterpretationstation.com. I'll be sure to put the email address in the show notes for you. I hope your year has been off to a great beginning. We're in the midst of spring, that beautiful seed planting time. What ideas or intentions are you working on in your life? Know that your dreams are always along for the ride as you pay attention to what's happening in your dream life. While you're working on any project, you may get all kinds of inspiration, insights, and ahas to support you. My big project that I'm focused on nurturing is the completion of my first book. It's exciting and a demanding endeavor that I've got myself determined I'm going to see through. For the current season, I'll be planning an episode a month of new dreamy content for the show. If there's a topic that you'd love to have me share more about, do be sure to let me know. Sometimes our dreams are a mystery that we cannot fully solve. This phenomenon of precognition in dreams is a great example of that. Personally, I'm glad to have had some of these dream experiences early in life, as it further drew my attention to my dreams. And I fully believe that paying attention to my dreams has helped me better navigate my way. I hope you, too, are making space in your life for paying attention to your dreams of the night. If something you do every time you sleep is capable of such wonders, why would you ignore it? Until the next time, I'm wishing you the sweetest of dreams.
Now dream, dream,
don't be afraid,
you will see.
Though you're asleep,
you will touch the sky in this life. Maybe you'll soar as you dream.